Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
It's the Red Wedding.
This is so nerdy. Like, oh, that's a guitar. I don't remember this. What? They didn't sing in the Red Wedding, did they? Oh, at the very end of the episode they did. After they slashed her throat. Spoiler alert! All right, people are going to start sobbing in their car.
Yo, Captain Jason had his own Red Wedding.
Woo! A lot of people didn't get that. And then if you just listened to that music and you immediately went, oh, God, you're a nerd.
It's Game of Thrones. It was a phenomenon.
I mean, I'm a nerd, too. No, I'm just saying if you knew the music. Oh.
If you knew the music.
Because you said, where? Do you know? I said, this does sound familiar. We're nerds.
That was what they played at the Red Wedding, y'all. And the Lannisters sent their regards.
If you don't know what that
Spoiler alert. One of the most shocking episodes of television I've ever seen.
I'm still behind, like, I think now two or three episodes.
Oh, my God.
House of Dragons.
The last episode
was
like a Shakespeare play. It was unreal.
And I heard the last,
Lord of the Rings. Oh,
battle.
My
I heard
God.
It was great. Yeah,
I stayed up really late just to watch
when
it.
When have you had time? We have not had time to watch television.
I stayed up really late.
I'm happy that you got to watch your shows, but I swear to God, if you don't get digged down before we go on tour, I'm not going to put up with you. I am not going to put up with you.
Won't you let me be me?
No, because being you gets in my way when you haven't been digged down.
That's fair.
That's fair.
Yo, this is Badoo. This is Badoo. Season 1, episode 14, New Kids on the Block.
New Kids on the Block.
Oh. Hang in tough.
Is it a thing that... Because we meet Nate, but is it a thing like to be from Wagga Wagga, you have to have beautiful blue eyes?
I guess so. Most Aussie men are really, really hot. I don't know why that is, but it's true.
I still say, I think I've told this, maybe I've said it directly to an Aussie person. I don't know if I've said it on the show, but y'all, we don't remember anything we talk about anymore.
No.
As we're noticing, we've just listened to our old episodes of Love is Blind because where y'all Love is Blind is coming out on October 19th.
We're doing a From the Vault experience.
From the Vault. And we want to create something that we like to call
Event Television.
Boom, boom, boom. Poodle doesn't want to do the song anymore, even though he created it.
No,
The whole thing.
I don't like
it. I still like it. But... It's coming out on the 19th, and then we're dropping our episodes because we have a friendship with Netflix.
It's coming out soon.
Yeah, this is coming out, I think, next week.
Yeah, it is.
This Badoo.
Yeah.
So literally, on October 20th, we're going to drop our episodes of Love is Blind. Or maybe it already came out because we're recording this episode before we go on tour. If it is, check it out. But the whole reason I was going to say this, God, we're listening to these Opus episodes and we just repeat the same shit all the time. We're sorry, y'all.
Yeah,
we're like those old drunk gay uncles just sitting there telling you over and over again about how that time that he had dinner with Carol Channing in Palm Springs.
Wow.
I heard it, Uncle Leroy.
That
get
is
it.
Gay.
That's gay. If you had an uncle who had lunch with Carol Channing and Palm Springs,
I want to hear that story.
I want to hear that story.
But y'all, right now, this is going to air on, or this is going to drop on October 12th.
Yeah.
So that's our
So we're going to be dropping our Behind
DC
the Vault
show.
Yeah, we're going to be dropping our Behind the Vaults now.
There's no such thing as from the vault.
From the vault. You
Please
said
don't fuck
you
up
said
this.
You said behind it once, and now it's in my head.
Don't blame
it
me for
you.
Your malfunctions.
I learned it from watching you, Mom.
How quickly we are to put blame. I'm going to start singing the Reigns of Castamere at my own red wedding.
Anyway, y'all, so Love is Blind. We're very excited. October 19th. We've had a preview of the season, and we will say it is good.
Ooh.
It's very good. Ooh. It is driving Poodle crazy that he can't say anything.
I want to say so much.
But we can't.
So anyway, so much to say.
Check that out. Hopefully you bought your live tickets, because like Poodle said, we're alive right now. So, but you still have time to buy tickets to our Tampa show.
We're on the move.
Still Poodle's birthday extravaganza.
Yes. The first show is pretty sold out on Friday, but yeah, there's still plenty of tickets left
on Saturday
to see my one person show. Oh, you're not, by the way.
I'm fine with the night off. I'm fine.
What if they got there and it's just like, hey guys, thought I'd just invite me and a bunch of, how did I start out? And then I went here and it's just me doing a one person show.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then I'd have to write it.
You would. You would.
That reminds me of a song.
That reminds me of this.
Hit it, Bartleby.
Hit it, Bartleby. Any other announcements?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. All right, let's jump in. What's your first T-Berg?
T-Bergs. I just said before,
I mean, yeah,
this was huge, y'all. We've seen chefs get fired before, and we've known it's coming for a long time. We knew, and Magda was relieved of her duties at the end of last episode, but for some reason, having two members of Interiors go at the same time,
I know,
seemed to throw everyone off.
What if he had sent Benny home too, just three of them,
or like Jamie or something like that? That would have just been insane.
Oh, insane!
Yeah,
it was.
This moment. We've been kind of coasting for a while with this show, even though it's been interesting. This is the craziest stuff that's happened this season.
It is, and it was wonderful to see Ryan behave.
Oh shit!
Just as bad as we knew he would, and so shitty. I doubt he's going to be at the reunion. I don't know. Maybe he will be, because he'll want to just the fuckery of the he'll want
yeah,
the time.
And Asia's like, I'm so happy.
Oh, she's like, I don't want to see his face ever again. I don't know. You think he'll go to the reunion? Max will, for sure.
I don't know.
But I don't know if Ryan will do it or not.
So, y'all, if you didn't watch, you just need to know that
I'm getting comfortable.
Ryan basically says, like, oh, so this is what we're doing.
This is what we're doing.
Love it. Love it. And Captain Jason's like,
leave
yeah,
it too.
I'm going to let you go.
You know, he's one of those guys. You know, I'm going to leave first.
Yeah.
I don't care.
He calls Captain Jason a prick and then says, I really don't care. I really don't care.
Oh my God, I'm going to shit my pants.
I'm so excited. And so Ryan basically says, Captain Jason's a fucking vagina. And Captain Jason's right there and says, you know, if you can't leave with grace, you got 25 minutes to leave. Mags, you got an hour and a half. That was amazing.
That was amazing.
And so it's just ugly. And then Ryan's like, he's 100% intimidated by, yeah, that's what it is.
When Ryan
he's intimidated
said he's
by you.
Cap, I want to think about this, y'all.
Justin Jason and his big swinging dick.
Let's just be shallow and just look at body appearance alone. That man is intimidated by you, little gremlin.
He's intimidated by no one. No one.
God himself could come down and open his trousers.
He's from Wagga Wagga.
And Captain Jason would say, yeah, go, not too impressed, and just throw out his dick.
I don't know what that accent was, but sure. And then he like moons the crew. I was so confused. Why? It's so childish.
It's so, you know what it is? It's so, what I said, the way his food is, it's so basic and predictable. It's just so he's like, he like acts like a jerk in an 80s movie.
Yeah.
He's that predictable.
You're right. This was a casting fail as well. We said the same thing about Below Deck Med's Jason.
Well, they probably thought, okay, he's a chef and he'll create a little drama. Because let's be honest, casting probably likes having dickish chefs.
I think that's just chefs in general.
Yes.
They like it.
Let me rephrase it. I think it is a wonderful coincidence that they're able to cast people that provoke drama that are in
right.
this field.
Right. No, totally.
So I think they probably went into that.
It's hard for me to imagine. I think they have gotten it wrong before. They've gotten it really wrong, like the chef who made nachos, and they were terrible. And they have gotten it wrong before. This was different because he seems like, if you talk to him a little bit, you realize he's not really reality show material because he's not super hyper aware of his own image.
No.
Nor is he completely unaware. He's in the middle, which is the worst.
That's true.
So it's interesting. That's why I consider it a casting fail. He's not going to provide. If he was a good chef, they would have kept him on.
Also, sometimes I could say this with Jason on Below Deck Med. We just watched this week. We're watching them the same week where everybody's leaving, even though they air at different times. But
even though they only have two more Chargers left.
I know. But I think if you're one-on-one talking to a casting director and answering questions, he probably seems interesting. It's hard to know.
No, you're exactly right.
That's a hard part of casting, I think, is how are these people going to gel together?
Totally. I think this shows like this, and maybe Housewives, because they have to be a certain level. I think those are the hardest shows to cast.
I would say this show's harder in the fact that they have to find not only cast members, they have to have a skill set.
Yeah.
That is really hard to cast.
Especially during COVID.
Yes.
So it makes sense, but boy,
I don't envy the casting director.
This was one of the worst chefs we've ever had the pleasure of experiencing, definitely.
And terrible, terrible food.
Right. And the worst thing is,
actually not terrible. Just
he didn't care about
it. In the middle.
It
was just in the middle food. No, he did not care.
That's what's so weird.
I don't care. I'm not going to sing Judy.
The chefs, most of the chefs care about their food. Like they get into it because they had a passion for it.
Yeah.
And he just didn't. I don't know. He needs some therapy. Mags, on the other hand, tells Captain Jason, if I wasn't single, who knows?
Or if I was single,
I'm going to kill anyone.
Yeah, if I was single, I'm not going to kill anyone. I'll bang you.
Again, things you shouldn't say before you leave the boat.
But that's what makes her good reality TV.
Oh, she's genius.
But she also leaves and goes, she actually had the reflection of, yeah, I fucked up.
Magda.
I messed up. I didn't do well.
Magda was a casting triumph.
She was.
On the other side of the...
She was.
Magda is exactly what the Below Deck franchise thrives on.
I mean,
for your third
stew. They had her back, they definitely could have her back and do a redemption season
they
on
could.
Her.
They could. Oh, she's great TV. I actually liked her.
No, I think she is annoying always on her phone, but she's fun to watch.
And she's just catty enough because anytime you've worked with the same group of people in a small space, everyone becomes your enemy for like 1 hour of the day. It's just going to happen.
Yeah.
So a lot of times we give these people grief for either freaking out or being rude. If you've ever done catering or service or anything service industry and you're packed into a small space where you've spent a lot of time with people, you're going to bite their heads off.
Yeah.
All the time.
That's why I won't take a road trip with Poodle.
You won't drive 2 hours with me.
No, that's our rule. If we're on tours,
we don't sit next to each other on the plane either. We don't.
We're happy. I'm happy to do it. It's that we just kind of usually you want
we're
a
doing
different
things.
Seat. Well, no, you want a different seat and I want a different, and we can't usually get them together.
You like window seats and I like aisle seats.
But then that means one of us would have to sit in the middle unless it's a plane with two seats. Who gives a shit?
It's a cold day in hell when I'll be in the middle seat unless I basically can't help it at all.
Which...
That's my version of hell, by the way.
It's not going to be good because we flights are so expensive and so terrible. Booking
this these
tour.
Next couple of flights are awful
I
for
think
me.
You're in a middle seat.
I am,
but it's
for
in
two
the
flights.
Front row.
Yeah,
it's not gonna be good
for two flights
because there was no aisles left.
Maybe I can murder one of them.
Maybe you can call the doctor and get a Valium before you get on the plane.
Good idea.
I think that is a good idea.
What's your next teabag?
I think, yeah, that's the first one is that they're leaving. So my next teabag was, Jamie, you are so hot. I want you inside of me. I want you to do things to me. But I also need you to step up and be a leader.
I can't believe I'm saying this. I'm so over him.
I'm like,
we were dickmatized, y'all.
I am dickmatized, but I'm like,
he's such a whiner.
I'm like, get the fuck over it. Cheer up. Because Bertini looks at him and she's like, this is someone who is your subordinate, who is looking at you and say, are we good?
He's being a bitch.
They're basically
being
saying,
quite a bitch.
Are we okay? And you just go, I don't know. Well, maybe
just don't say that word
if
again.
You haven't avoided the conversation with her. This is twice now that she's tried to talk to you about this.
Yeah.
And you've avoided each time.
He has punished her for so long.
Yeah. Come on.
And she even said, she's like, if you have a problem with the word, then maybe get over it.
Well, she says, no, look inside. She didn't say get over it, actually. Yeah. She said a kinder phrase. She said, look inside yourself and wonder, why does this word bother
right.
me? Instead of just, but yeah, Jamie, don't get me wrong. You can still dick me down.
Yeah. I can separate that from liking you.
Now,
I'm just
I will say,
over
though,
him.
Later on, though, he does have this moment where he kind of, it's kind of jumping ahead, but it kind of makes sense. Because I was like, oh, he's really going to get on my nerves. But then he has this moment kind of with Benny where he's like, maybe I'm the one that has to do things differently.
True.
So maybe he has, maybe.
It felt out of character.
It did, but maybe there's an arc with him where he kind of learns to recalibrate himself.
Maybe. I think.
I want good things for Jamie.
Out of everyone on the boat, I think he's one of those at the reunion that people will just avoid. I think he's
You know what I think? Again, I'm putting like three of my tea bags in one, so hope you have more.
But triple bagger.
Triple bag. Because I was going to talk about, but also in this conversation with Benny, when they're watching the helicopter, and Jamie says that I want to be a helicopter pilot,
right.
Which. I'm leaning back in.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Him and the with that little microphone that goes around.
Yes, and you just take off. You unplug the – you keep that headset on while you put it on autopilot, and you just – you actually I think that Kama Sutra you do with the helicopter on me.
Bubbing away the helicopter my beautiful balloon.
Yes, the helicopter position where it's just tick, 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 and you're just fucking me in the air. Where are we? Anyway, I don't think Jamie knows what he wants to do in life.
I agree with that.
And so
he's done a lot of stuff.
It makes sense that he's been doing a lot of these different things, and it's hard to be a good leader when you don't feel secure about what you're doing and purposeful in it.
Yeah.
Some people can take that hat off, but it was
I think what was just laughable, and he's like, I can't believe Jason's let Mags and Ryan go, but like my team still has Benny. I'm like, why are you making their dismissal about you?
He should make. I understand where he's coming from in that if you look at the mess ups, it does seem like even in the editing, Benny has messed up way more than Mags.
No, it's true.
Way more than Mags. Like Benny's almost physically hurt people twice now. The boat and then the Culver jet ski thing. Mags never put somebody's safety in danger.
I think it was that Magda was such a drain on service, and she was such a drain on the other two of them, and she kept, and also the fact that every time Captain Jason saw her, she was on her phone.
Well, it's
and
the,
so he had something against her.
The difference is Jason and Below Deck Med didn't get along with anyone.
Right.
Benny doesn't get along with Jamie. That's it.
Right.
So. There's that, but he gets saved by his personality.
Speaking of Benny, y'all, did you know that he was also a DJ called DJ Lazy Susan? I don't know.
All right.
That's a very gay DJ name.
That's a gay and also what an uninspiring, like, hey, you're going to go see Lazy Susan tonight? Like, when I think of a DJ, you think, We're getting started.
Yeah.
It's like, go suck some dick and bing, 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 bing.
When's the last time you've been to a club?
Butt plugging.
But yeah, it's like saying DJ Narcolepsy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, who are you going to go see that hour? I'm going to see Lazy Susan.
Yeah, it doesn't.
I mean, yeah, I don't. What is this?
It feels like soft jazz or, yeah, or something like that.
Yes. He DJs the Watercolors channel on Sirius.
It does track that he's a DJ because of course he is.
When you take two steps back, does it seem out of line for Betty?
It does sound like an Australian expression when he's like, I'm DJ Lazy Susan. Ever had a Lazy Susan, mate? Again, sounds like a sex position.
I've done that one too.
Yeah, the Lazy Susan.
Oh, that one. Actually, that you actually need a Lazy Susan for that.
Yeah, sometimes y'all, a Lazy Susan can be a gay boy's best friend.
Oh.
You just plop yourself on it and just go from, you need a big one. So.
Yeah.
You just go from guy to guy. Yeah, and
it's perfect.
Yeah. Perfect.
Perfect. I look like an ice skater just spinning around on the ice. Just, whoo.
What?
But no, sorry, I'm still taking that in. Benny's a fucking DJ. Like, oh, Benny, I'm sorry.
What's your next one?
Let's see. Okay. This probably didn't affect you. Didn't know Captain could get hotter for me.
You mean him at the music festival?
This is the difference between Poodle and I. For you, it's the music festival. For me, it's watching him talking lovingly to his daughter.
Oh, that him at the music festival was like, oh, fuck, you get wild.
See, I wrote my over, like, I just, my.
Oh, I fast forwarded through that.
So I went, how you're wonderful and touching.
He misses
and
his daughter.
Sweet and you're a good parent. And you can,
misses his daughter.
You just, oh. Boy, we really could not be more different.
It's fine. There's only room enough for one of us.
Wow. You like Biturnal, but his not great dancing at that festival.
It was just interesting to think of him at music festivals and maybe taking Molly. I could corrupt him.
You know,
he'd be a little bit more free with himself. Maybe I could give him a BJ.
Okay, you're selling me on this music festival thing. This might be more attractive than the kid now. Y'all, I'm going to think about this, and we're going to be right back.
Yeah.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there.
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long, but yes, they are so soft, and the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all black classics to fun expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song, To All Our Queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Gaze is coming to you, so no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
New casting. Whoop, whoop.
Ow! Whoop. I hit my toe. Whoop.
How'd you do that?
I pulled it up and it hit on your coffee table. Not hard, just a little.
Okay, great.
I'm glad you're concerned. My toe can be bleeding.
No, nothing happened. You made a mountain out of a molehill.
I'm glad my physical safety is a molehill.
Like nothing
to
was happening.
Well, you know what? I hope I walk fine now for our tour.
It'll be fine. So, y'all, we got a new chef, Nate, who's an Aussie.
Pretty blue eyes.
He is cute.
He is cute.
He's a thick boy.
Yes, he is.
I like it.
Oh.
Thick with two C's. Thick boy. B-O-I.
You know I love a little soft in the middle.
Anyway, he's been on Super Yacht Service for 10 years, and he's basically saying the galley's a mess. He's from the same place, area that Jason's from. Wagga Wagga.
Of course the galley's a mess, because Ryan never did fucking anything. And then we also meet Taylor.
Taylor is
a Kiwi.
She's a Kiwi like Aisha.
Like Aisha.
She's gorgeous. And she's 23 years old.
She's 23 years old, but she's worked since she was 18?
Yeah, something like that. And she was head of service on her last ship.
And she said, I hate it when people think young people don't know anything. And I went, I think you're going to get along with everyone, but it does seem like you have strong opinions.
She's got ambitions, y'all.
I think we're going to be okay because there's not that many charters left. But had she begin at the beginning...
Ooh, this would have been an Eve Harrington thing going on.
I bet her and Toomey would have gone around.
I agree.
They both have this thing where they have standards. But the way Toomey... God, I love Toomey so much.
She's wonderful.
The way that Toomey asserts her knowledge and her expertise is in a very... I'm telling you this because I want to give you. I want to help you.
They'll invite her back.
Taylor already seems like, we're doing it this way because I said so.
And
or I want
she
this.
Does it in a way that's like, we should do this. So there's no...
Like with the pina coladas.
Yeah. There's no... And it's not even that it's passive aggressive. It's just like, I've never done this with this. So I'm going to try this. And that's great confidence. I think that's wonderful. But there is a thing where like, you've been on this boat for 15 minutes.
She does act like she... has been on the boat since the beginning.
Yeah.
Which I guess they want, but it's very...
And maybe she's thinking, we got to go in there and just do it. But there is a quality of, like, overstepping slightly.
Yeah.
And she even told Aisha later, we should start clearing.
And I went, that's for Aisha to tell you.
Yeah. I think, you know what it is? I think she's trying to show that she is in the know, that she knows all this stuff. But it's coming off a little bit forward.
And also, Aisha's too nice, probably, and she's new.
She is.
I think, honestly, this is jumping forward, but since you brought it up, I think this is part of the breakdown in the communication of the dinner. Mm-hmm. Because it's really, did Nate tell, I think he told Taylor that the sauce is worth a second course, too.
Yeah.
But Taylor didn't communicate that. I mean, it ultimately falls on Aisha. Aisha's the one who messed up service.
Right.
But... I don't think it's going to come down that hard on them, although this dinner took for fucking ever.
They started at 8, and they were still eating at 10.
15.
God. No wonder the guests were, like, wandering around.
Well, what's her name got drunk?
Oh, the primary that doesn't drink?
Jordy. Who met her boyfriend or met someone at the Australian version of Burning Man. Can we talk about this charter, actually?
Can we? Yeah. Can we talk about that? This was, like... Burning Man via Party City.
Oh,
the costumes.
You know,
and y'all, if you Burning Man, people do dress like this, but it was like
it's that boho.
They're
chic
they're,
slash appropriation of indigenous clothing.
Yeah,
thing,
it's
that,
just
it. You know what they were all reminded me of?
Slash kind of steampunk.
Yes, they all reminded me of my friend Clayton. Ferris that I went to college in North Texas with. He does like comedy stuff here in LA and acting.
The cello guy.
But he is like big. He was big on Vine.
Yeah.
I think now he does more TikTok, but he became really famous, or not famous, but he does like, oh my God, we're going to Coachella.
That was the...
But that's, y'all, if you don't live in California, you think, oh, this is a farce. There aren't really
no,
people
everyone's
like that.
Dressed that way.
That's these people.
Yeah.
That is Jordy. She is the cello girl.
She is. You think this is going to get a cello? So we talked about the stews. What's your next tea bag, or is it my turn?
I could go. That's fine. Yeah. Y'all, Culver doesn't want to go on this van trip.
He doesn't. You can just tell.
But he's like, oh my God. He's like, yeah.
I think he's thinking about.
I think he's getting homesick.
Yeah, because he was talking to his mom.
Yeah.
And I don't know how many overseas charters he's done, or maybe he always gets this way at the end of a season. But you can start to see him check out a little bit.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Even though he has a really good time being his, like, cruise director personality, he's starting to check out a little bit.
I agree. Yeah. And again, I think a lot of that is still, I just don't think he's into Brittini.
No, I think he's being too polite.
I mean, we see next week's out. It said next week on, we see that, like, Bertina's kind of wants to talk to him. Like, are you into me or not? And we see that he makes that with Jordy.
I think he makes a really good, polite coworker. But if he's on a reality show, he doesn't necessarily make a good... Because he's gonna have fun, but he's not gonna go all the way there.
Well, the fact that he ends up making out with a person on a charter,
that's not good.
He went all the way there.
Well, Kyle did it too.
Kyle flirted, but they never kissed or anything till he got off the boat.
Oh, are they still on? Wait, I thought their charter was done.
Their charter was done, and they
No, I'm talking about Jordy's charter.
Oh, no, I don't think this is a short charter. I think because they said he kisses her and next week, and maybe they just tease us, but they say he just made out with a charter guest.
Wait, I thought this was on land. I don't think this was on the boat.
Maybe this is after their charter. Maybe when we'll see next week.
That's what I thought.
Maybe. I hope
you're
right.
So do you think they were on the boat?
Not on the boat, but like they were... Maybe they went offshore. Yeah, it doesn't make sense. Maybe Culver did nothing wrong and they're just trying to make us think that. That's probably it.
I don't know. I don't think it's that big of a deal
if they're off the boat, yeah.
Or if you're off the boat
they're off the charter because he's wearing the silver hat, the helmet.
Yeah.
So who cares if he makes out with her? Stop trying to rev me up, Bravo, with your editing.
So that was a nice little excursion we did there.
Well, I bet some other people did. They probably went on their journey. What's yours?
My next one is let's see. Okay. No. Oh. They're out, y'all. They're out having their music festival kind of thing with the.
It does look pretty.
It does look pretty.
It looks really pretty.
But it's dark. What would Captain Sandy say?
I guess Captain Jason doesn't care.
It's dark. I need people on board my ship so I can lead my ship.
So I can lead them.
You know, it's like that, you know, he didn't let Willis and Arnold, Mr. No. Drummond didn't let Willis and Arnold out at night.
No, because...
They were kids.
Yeah, because when they did that, Willis got touched.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow, that got dark.
Remember Yikes. That episode?
Yes, and it terrified me. Because my mother was already saying, you boys, don't ever get in any cars. Someone will like take you and molest you.
That was kind of revelatory that they put that on television.
Yes. I remember that guy. He had the bike shop owner. I remember it.
That's when they had... We never found out if he went to jail. They didn't do that part.
No.
But they... That was back in the day when they said, it was like before trigger warnings, they had, this is a very special episode.
Yes.
Now they just fucking air shit.
That's true.
They don't even tell you what's happening now. You don't even know. You're like, oh, well, he got shot in the head.
Where was I when you brought up molestation? I don't even know where I was.
You were talking about, whatever you're talking about. Something you were talking
whatever
about.
I was talking whatever about. I was talking about.
Can we talk about Jordy completely just falls off the wagon on this boat?
Well, she said it's not that she doesn't drink.
Yeah.
She said she's thinking about it for her health and it's not good for her, but she kind of decides when in Rome. But y'all, she is drunk and slurring her words.
When she decides to drink, because she did say, sometimes I just get a little out of control. She did say that.
She did.
Yeah.
And guess what happens? God, I love selective editing. I love it. Good job, Bravo. Good job.
Good job.
I don't have a ton. Can we just talk about the dinner a little bit?
Sure.
Wyatt went.
I love the term shit pickle. I've never heard that before.
Shit pickle.
When the dishwasher, of course the dishwasher breaks. Nate's having a Mercury retrograde kitchen.
And this is rough because it's his first time. He's trying to make everything good. The captain's there. And
the first course they loved.
I think this had to do with the fact there was someone else there on service. Aisha's used to telling someone, like Mags, everything to do. And I think Jason was making, for the cameras, making a bigger deal of what it had. Yes, it was long.
I think, but it's just also, it was too many things.
Yeah.
First of all, half the crew left to go to a beach, to set up a beach picnic.
Yeah.
So they weren't there to communicate and really spend time to plan.
Right.
Then, and Aisha left.
Mm-hmm.
So they brought back Taylor. So Aisha's not there to communicate dinner stuff to him.
Right.
So she's not there. So Taylor's there. They're setting up. Taylor's new. She doesn't know the chain of how to communicate. So there's that. Then on top of the dishwasher's fucking broke.
Right.
And he has to wait. It was just.
There were so many things that went wrong.
I honestly feel like, and I think he will, but after all this is said and done and the captain Jason evaluates this, he's going to say like, we had our first little hiccup. Let's not do it again. I really don't think, a little bit of Aisha's fault as far as communication, but I really don't think it's anybody's fault.
I agree. Yeah.
But it sucks because have you ever had cold tempura?
Terrible.
It's one of those things, y'all, when it comes out of a fryer and it's delicious and it's hot, it's
terrible.
One of the best things you're ever going to put in your mouth.
Cold tempura is awful.
But after 4 minutes, it's useless.
It's really true.
And because Jordy pulled a drunk girl move and went to go throw up in the bathroom or whatever she's doing, they can't serve.
Then there was a guest who was working on her sashimi with the tiniest knife and fork, just really taking her time.
Oh.
Who eats sushi that slow?
You know what? That bitch, that delayed dinner for everyone else.
That would piss me off.
That's one thing you're going to get, y'all, from us. If you eat dinner with Poodle and I, we eat dinner like we eat dick quickly.
And also, if you're one of those people who's like waiting to be offered like the last mozzarella stick or the last appetizer thing, I honor the idea of let's split the appetizers. But if it's still there 10 minutes later, I will eat it. Because you have obviously shown no interest.
You get offended when people.
This happens to me lots of times.
Because Jake, y'all, this is what happens. When the appetizer comes, Jake immediately will assess how many appetizers there are and how many
and
people
who can
are on
have,
the table.
Yes.
And he'll say, I like this actually about you. And you'll say, okay, everybody can have two. And we'll say, okay.
Of course, because I'm a civilized person.
And so you'll eat your two appetizers. And then if somebody, let's say I eat one, and then I'm talking and have a conversation, and if 10 minutes later I still have my one appetizer on there, it's good.
Are you going to eat your other one?
You start looking at it and being like, you can tell that you start getting anxious about this.
Yes.
And then if I don't eat it, you will pick it up and say, well, if you're not going to eat this, somebody has to.
Yes.
Like Mother Poodle, you will eat it.
I will honestly think you have lost interest in whatever canapé, lovely little appetizer, because I love a fucking appetizer. I could make
you
a whole.
Do.
Yeah. Here's the issue. If you're one of those people who just eats whatever you want to, you might, oh, I'll have four of these. And there are four people at your table. And you don't give it a second thought. You're an animal. I'm saying it now, and I will call you out. I've been at dinner with people like that. Have you seen that? When people will do that?
Yes.
I'm in disbelief when it happens. I was at a business dinner where someone did that once, and I did not. I was thinking about never calling them again.
We gotta go.
Y'all, you gotta count your appetizers.
We gotta go.
If they're individual.
This is going to be like a fight on the Facebook group of the mods. You're going to say, please never talk about appetizers again.
Just the other time, we got one crab cake, and I divided it into three pieces, which isn't always easy. You have to kind of think thirds.
That's the show.
This is something that's very important to me. Because it's all about equality. Appetizer equality for everyone at the table. And if you give up your appetizer, you can seed it. It should be divided in between two people.
I agree.
Otherwise, I'm going to eat it. But if you have shown no interest in the remaining appetizers, it goes to me because I want it almost certainly. That's the show.
And that's
that's
the night that the appetizers went down in Georgia. All right, everybody.
I did not know that I had that in me.
I didn't know that either.
I feel very strongly about that.
We're going to leave you with that. I don't even know. Just whatever.
I'll also say, that last one's yours. I'll say that all the time, too.
You will say that one.
And it usually means eat it.
That means, and then if I say, here to the waitress, you could take this. Jake will say, oh, I'll take that.
How dare you?
We got to go, everybody. That's the show.
I need to shut up about appetizers.
We're going to see you next week. Until then, it's Anchors
again.
You completely took the show.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.